According to Kate Wood from Raw Living, we shouldn't be eating hot food.
When you heat your food, you lose a lot of the nutrients, you lose a lot of the vitality. There's enzymes in raw food, which as soon as you heat food over a certain temperature, you lose the enzymes. Enzymes are vital for every single process of the body. So if we're not eating enough raw food, we're not getting enough enzymes, and that puts the stress on our immune system. Raw foods are very good for the immune system. They really support the immune system and help boost it. But it's the vitality of the food, really. When you're eating food in its natural, pure state, you're getting all that vitality and energy. And the more you mess around with your food and the more denatured and processed your food is, the less energy and pure life force you're receiving from your food.
Now, does that mean that really and truly all my food has to be raw? Or could I kind of like have a nice raw crudités or salad to start with and then have my cooked stuff?
There was someone in the 1930s who did some experiments with raw food, and he found that actually it's really interesting. The body has an immune reaction to cooked food, but not an immune reaction to raw food. And what he found was that if you ate raw foods as part of the meal, and raw foods were over 50% of the meal, the body didn't produce that immune reaction. And he also found that if you ate the raw food first, the body didn't produce that immune reaction. So that's a really good way to get into raw foods, is if you still really crave a baked potato or some burgers or whatever it is that you really love, you can have your raw food with your cooked food. And just as long as you make sure you have a nice big salad with it and you eat your salad first, then you're going to have a lot less strain on your body, and you're still going to get the benefits of the raw food, but you're still going to get to eat the food that you love.
Now, does raw food also mean things like no rice because it's been through a kind of process, and no milk and no cheese?
Yes. But these are all the things that people are naturally moving away from at the moment anyway. You know, it's a common understanding now that bread is not a good food to eat. And, you know, 5 years ago, nobody kind of thought that a slice of wholemeal bread was not a good thing. But so many people now are realising that gluten is actually a food to avoid. And so people are moving away from the dairy products. They're moving away from the wheat and the pasta and things like that. I mean, the main of the diet should be vegetables. The main of the diet should be raw vegetables. And green leafy vegetables are like the healthiest thing possible, so lots of salads. But then we have juices, we have nuts and seeds, we sprout things like beans and pulses, we sprout wheat. You can make bread from sprouted wheat, or you can make raw hummus from sprouted chickpeas. We have something called a dehydrator, which dries the food at very low temperatures, so you can make things like biscuits and burgers and cookies and cakes in there. You can create something kind of slightly crispy, but it's still technically raw, so we use that quite a lot. We have lots of sea vegetables. Sea vegetables are really nutritious. And a little bit of fruit, not too much fruit because of the blood sugar thing. And that's something else that people are just really getting into now, is that GI thing and not having too much sugar in the diet. So fruit is good, but not too much fruit.
Now, one of the other things that we're kind of getting into, if you like, is the idea that you should eat vegetables that are in season. So therefore, during the winter, we're talking about parsnips and carrots and potatoes and so on. Now, I don't know if I really fancy a parsnip or a potato raw.
Do you know, raw parsnips are really lovely. You should try raw parsnips. You can grate raw parsnips and then make like a mayonnaise with avocado or something. Or just if you've got a mayonnaise you like in your fridge, just put that on. And raw parsnips are actually really sweet and really nice. Raw potatoes, no. But raw sweet potatoes, again, they're really good. But I do definitely believe in eating locally grown and seasonally as much as possible. And I would say it's better to eat some cooked vegetables at this time of year rather than eating loads of mangoes from India just because they're raw. Because if you're importing stuff like that, it's all about the life force of the food. And if you're eating stuff that's been sat in an aeroplane and in cargo holders and everything for months, then it's not going to have as much life force as a bit of broccoli that's just been growing in the field and just got to you in a couple of days.
So are there any vegetables that would be in season at whatever appropriate time of year it was that you would say, no, you shouldn't actually eat those because they just don't work raw?
Potatoes and aubergines and more or less anything else you can eat.
And what do you think the big benefit for one's health is if you have eaten lots of raw food?
It's everything, really. It sounds a bit of a grand claim, but it does affect every level of your life. It just gives you energy, and it just gives you energy in all areas. So people find mentally and physically and emotionally, and it also makes you more spiritual. It makes you more spiritually aware and awake and in tune. So it really does affect, can have knock-on levels with everything in your life.
That's Kate Wood from Raw Living.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.